This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday, another fall day. Dave, do you know winter is 3 weeks away?
I can't wait for that snow to finally get here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get the sleds out, get the skis going. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Put on your hoodies and head on outside. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, if you're not following us on Twitter, what is wrong with you? How about do it right now if you're in a position where you can do that? @Dave_Harrigan. @Dave_Harrigan. Chad Hartman Show, do it right now. Apparently, in fall, it snows a lot. I think I heard a Paul Douglas report. 13 inches of snow in the month of November, including our storm the other day. What was at the airport, 8-some inches. And that means a number of cities declare snow emergencies. You have in a lot of these cities, including our two big knocker cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, you have folks parking on the street the way the cities and homes and alleys and garages are available to you. A lot of people park on the street. And guess what? If you're going to have the plow to take care of things, you're not going to be allowed to park on the street certain times of the day. So, as Tim Harlow does a very good job, by the way, covering roads and driving topics for the Tribune and has for a long time, looking at his story, St. Paul police issued nearly 850 tickets, and the city had 251 vehicles towed from the streets. Minneapolis, by 9:30 yesterday, okay, 220 vehicles have been towed, but tow trucks hauling two vehicles at a time kept arriving all morning. So the numbers obviously were much higher than that as everything continued. And in this story, they interview some individuals, including one individual who says paid nearly $200 to cover ticket and towing fee. That was the last money I had. It hurts. I mean, that is hard to read. There's no doubt about it. Another individual says, I didn't know I did anything wrong. There's a lot of emotional stress. And I'm out $200. And folks are saying, I didn't know about this. That's where I don't have any sympathy. I mean, listen, if an individual is saying, that was the last money I had, it hurts. If you don't have sympathy, you need to look in the mirror. But if you are going to live in a town where snow emergencies are a part of what takes place. Spam phone call here. On your phone, by the way, does it say potential spam? Do you have that, Dave?
Yeah, I love that feature.
One of the 57 greatest inventions of all time. Fantastic. Do you have it set up as potential spam when I call you?
The word potential is removed.
Yes, exactly. It just says spam. As the story points out, we have the soundbite of then-Mayor R.T. Ryback. I think the quote was, outside of running around naked with a bullhorn, what else do you want me to do? They declare these. They have hotlines. You can sign up for text and email messages. You can have automatic phone calls sent to you. There are websites. You have media outlets talking about it all of the time. And that's where, on the global side, Tiger the other day, man, I wish Tiger was playing today, by the way. He kept going with the talking about golf and asked a lot of questions about PGA Tour and LIV Golf ecosystem. That's all you see here. In the snow emergency ecosystem, Dave, they're basically coming up to you and saying, don't park here. Here's your window when you can't park there. Now, I get that for a lot of people, considering where the apartment is, well, a lot of apartments will have a parking lot, but it could be the apartment, the house, the condo. To lose one side of the street or to lose parking in that area, it's a you-know-what. And if you're low on money and this is your last money, that's awful. But where I don't have the sympathy is when people say, didn't know. If you're going to live in said town or you had no choice and you're living in this particular town and snow emergencies take place, it's up to you then. It stinks. I had my car towed one time, Dave. 100% my fault. I went out and I did not. It was like do the show, early happy hour, and get in, get out, let's go. I was a dope. I didn't pay it. I parked and didn't pay attention at said time. That's it. You can't park here. 100% my fault. Then I go there. You wait in the long line. And then the guy was very nice, and all he wanted to do was talk about the show, which was kind. I just wanted my car, you know? That was not time for a stop and chat. So it stinks when it happens. But my sympathy level on this part of the ecosystem is incredibly thin on, I don't know. Every media outlet is telling you, phone calls, texts, hotlines, websites, they'll call you. I just didn't know isn't a viable excuse anymore. Am I being too tough? Am I being too cruel? I am incredibly sympathetic when the person is quoted saying, this is my last cash. That is terrible. But if you say, I didn't know, that's on you, right? I want to see what Dave has to say, and I want you to chime in. Maybe you've recently had the car towed. Maybe you're in that same position, and guess what? I have to move my car 6 blocks away, so I have no sympathy for these folks. I get it done. You should get it done. The perpetual snow emergency conundrum, in this case I'm saying accountability. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Me, accountable, some of the time. 651-461-9226. Call me right now. Text, scream, whatever you want. 651-461-9226. The amazing voice of Christy McVie. News breaking later in our show yesterday. One of the essential members of an iconic group, Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie, passing way, way too soon at 79. And instead of sneaking in maybe one song, we decided to play a variety of songs. Is it all Christine? Is it some of the famous ones from Fleetwood Mac where she's a part of it? Take me through the plan here today, sir.
It's a little of both. It's some Christine, where you'll actually hear her voice. It's some of the ones where it's the group as a whole that are songs that she wrote, but she was, you know, whether you hear her voice or not, very involved in all of the tunes we'll play today.
Got it. Rightfully so. We're going to get to that topic later in the show, too. So if you're just joining us, by the way, thanks for joining. We appreciate that at all times. You can podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show. Just get just sign up for us anywhere you get your podcasts. I am saying my sympathy level is minuscule, if not zero, for the folks who tell me, primarily in Minneapolis and St. Paul, I didn't know we had a snow emergency. It's all over the place, on the news, on radio. They have websites set up. They have hotlines set up. They'll text you. They'll call you. And as a gentleman said on Twitter, even if you don't know Dave Harrigan, if your area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, parts of it gets 4 inches, 6 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches, there's a pretty good chance a snow emergency is coming. So for the individual in the story who says, that's my last money, yes, 100% empathy and sympathy. No doubt. I want to be precise on that. But for the folks who are telling me, I didn't know, zero. In fact, not little, zero. What do you say, sir?
Have a heart, Chad. I don't know how anyone could have expected or known that the snow was even coming down on Monday or Tuesday.
With sneaky snow.
Yeah, man, this is fall. Come on.
That's it.
Come on, it's fall. Snow emergency in autumn. Who would think of such a thing? Now, it's if you are a person with access to a smartphone, a radio, a television, there's no excuse. There is
or
no excuse.
Your eyes seeing all
yes,
that snow coming down.
Exactly. The only possible excuse for the I don't know might be somebody that, say, lived in Florida their entire life and just moved here a week ago and didn't know a snow emergency was a thing.
Yes.
Maybe I could say, yeah, it's a bummer for you. Well, you know, live and learn. But if you've been here for at least 6 months, dating back to last winter, there is no excuse. This is on you. It's a pain in the butt, but hey, you know what? You live in one of the cities.
Yes. All of us, when we live somewhere, and maybe we live that Dave Harrigan lifestyle, we can live wherever we want.
Mm, yeah, it's nice.
Or
I just let him tow my car. I just go get a new one. Fine.
Yes, you just keep my car.
It's a tax write-off. Donated my vehicle to the city.
I don't care. I'll get another Pinto. Or, you know, you don't have as many choices, and it stinks, but you know that's the situation. Is that guy still around, by the way, Mike the Situation? Is he around somewhere?
I thought he popped up on a new reality show. Something a little while ago. Now I got to look. Man, I didn't think I'd ever have to look up the Mike the Situation, but I think I have to now.
I never watched that show. What was that one again? Jersey?
That was Jersey Shore, right?
Jersey Shore. I don't think I watched a second of it, but I would see him. I would see those folks in the paper. All right. On the texting contraption, 651-461-9226. I want to receive messages from WCCO. Do we just randomly send texts out to people, Dave? Do we have that?
We could.
Should we have that? Maybe we should have that. Closed circuit to the Brain Wizards, Brad and Jeff. How about you sign up? I'm kind of liking this idea, actually. I'm stumbling into. I want credit for it. I want money. Hey, you send a text. Coming up in 5 minutes, Jim Pete, joins the show. That's a pretty good idea, right?
That could work.
Jeff Gonsalves, Brad Lane, get it done. I want 80% of the profit. More text. How can people be so out of touch with reality and not know about parking restrictions during a snow emergency? You should. The same people getting tickets and towed are the same ones that forget the snow is slippery and don't slow down. That's also accurate. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That is correct. Some people live in a vacuum. If you had to live in one of your household appliances, Dave Harrigan, which one would you live in?
That's a good question. Maybe the dishwasher.
There's all those prongs sticking up.
Yeah, but you could make a decent meal off the, you know, scrapings left on the plate. Plus, you get a free shower every couple days.
How about a dryer? And just you pray to God they don't turn it on.
No, I don't want to be stuck in there with the wet laundry when they throw it in. Ugh. Tossing and turning.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be in there while it's still operational, I'll tell you where you really don't want to be: garbage disposal. Dangerous. Chad, no pity for people getting towed. I lived in Alexandria for over 20 years, and even I know about the Metro snow removal rules. You live in the city now, Cletus. Learn the rules. Yank them and spank them, okay? It's a heck of a text. I don't know where to go with that one. Do you, Dave?
I think that was on a different topic. Probably something from the 9 to noon extravaganza.
What sort of sex games Adam and Jordan are talking about? For $50, I'll come to your house and move the car for you. Maybe that's better than our texting idea. I'm liking that texting idea. Let's sign up the WCCO update. We'll let you know. Jason DeRussia interviews Joe Pola today. Check it out at 3:35. You get the text right there. It's way better than this peeing in your bed idea that Carter came up with. Chad, I'm with you 100%. People need to get the peanut butter out of their ears and the peanut butter out of their eyes and wake up and smell the coffee. Which would you rather have, Dave? Peanut butter in the eyes? That sounds awful.
Especially if it's chunky.
Well, that's the way to go, isn't it? You're a chunky guy, aren't you?
No, I'm a creamy guy.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I like so peanuts. Peanut butter, I don't need peanuts. I'll eat peanuts if I want to eat peanuts.
You probably don't like lumpy mashed potatoes either, do you?
No, we were over this a week ago. I like lumpy mashed potatoes.
Okay, well, be consistent. Smell the coffee. Ugh. I'd rather have peanut butter in the ears than have to smell coffee. You think a snow emergency is bad for parking? Wait until they eliminate most of your neighborhood parking for bike lanes. That's not good. Clueless evokes no mercy or compassion. Chad, you're totally right, unless it's your first year in Minnesota. I think a month into winter, Dave, you got to know. It snowed 8 inches. How in the heck do people not expect a snow emergency? You have to understand, Chad, they don't broadcast snow emergency messages over TikTok or Xbox 360. Maybe they should.
It might be next. I could see Jacob Fry getting on the TikTok with a snow emergency, a little dance.
Are you on the TikTok?
No.
I'm not either, and I feel like I should because all my friends who are on it love it. Is Jim Pete on the TikTok? Jim Peterson joins us every other Thursday to talk about the Timberwolves off an interesting victory last night. We are the home of the Wolves. Jim Pete in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.